from other dimensions. Now, I always tell people, don't believe anything. They can say what they want, and I can say what they want. But on some level, you have to prove it to yourself. Who listened to all that noise? Was that you, Terry?
No. You have all kinds of...
You have an echo. Well, I hear you clearly, so I don't think it's coming out on the air. So, you know, it's kind of like being detectives, and we supply a bunch of evidence, and you have to be the detective and say, I think their evidence leads to that conclusion. And even if I know that they are who they say they are, that is not good enough for you to believe it, because how do you know I'm telling the truth? People don't always tell the truth, so you have to check me out, you have to check them out, and on some level, you have to have some shift in your own experience. Something has to shift inside you in a positive way to validate that this is real. Because we're operating under a paradigm which you all have the opportunity to experience, which is called the law of one. And that's a paradigm. It's not a law. It's not a law that's passed on the books. It's not a law that God made. It's inherent. It's an inherent truth in the building blocks of the universe. The universe was built from the start with one energy, one cement tying everything together. And everything in the universe is part of that energy, except, according to my information, many of us on Earth have separated ourselves from that experience. And that these calls, at their highest purpose, are hopefully presented to you so that you might move into that experience of the law of one. And what does it mean to move into the experience of the law of one? It means to move into the experience of compassion. The ability to have compassion. You can't have compassion without being in the experience of the law of one, at least to some extent. Because to have true compassion means seeing someone else as part of yourself. It means seeing someone else. Terry, are you making background noise?
No, I'm not.
Okay, somebody's... Let me see if I muted everybody. Just a moment.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves.
Yeah, okay, I didn't mute everybody. There we go. So, the question is, how do we move from where we are to the experience of the law of one? To being able to experience compassion. You know, sometimes people have to go through suffering before they get to compassion. Because when you go through suffering, you then look, can see other people when they're suffering, and you can say, I know that experience. I think there were periods of my life when I was younger where I didn't understand suffering, and I felt superior to other people. And when they were suffering, I didn't feel compassion. I felt superior. Do you ever feel that way? Because you come into these calls, because you have all this inside information, because this is so special, if you're not learning how to feel compassion and express compassion and care, and you feel like on some level you've discovered something that makes you feel better than other people, you're missing the point. Because it's all about compassion. And you're not compassionate to be nice to other people. You know, it's not a matter of being good. In a sense, you know, there's a service to self aspect to compassion. When we talk about service to self and service to others, and those are two sides of a duality that merge in the highest of levels. And compassion is very close to an aspect of service to self. Why is that? Because compassion allows you the ticket to graduate this realm. And alternatively, according to our information, our sources, this is a critical lifetime for all of us. And we are either going to graduate this realm, or we're going to be cycle repeaters. And, you know, our topic tonight has to do with the shift. And for some of you, this is a new idea. So I say don't believe it, but consider it. Because many people are saying that this is the culmination of prophecies, this period of time we're in. This is the end of a 75,000-year cycle, and everything from the Hindu Kali Yugas to the Hopis to the Christians are saying something is happening now. And the Christians would say there's a war going on in heaven between good and evil. And in certain ways, that's true. Those of you who have studied our material, we don't usually use the word devil or demonic or Lucifer or Satan. We don't use those words. But within the context of our materials, and you have to study this to get it, there are beings in other dimensions, both positive and negative, service to self, service to others. The service to self beings want to control everything, and they're very powerful. And you have no idea the extent of their control mechanisms on this planet. No idea. I mean, when I started this work, I had no idea, but I had to learn about it. And, you know, a lot of the stuff I know, in fact, most of it, when it comes down to specifics, doesn't come because I'm talking to sources that say, when this is what's going on, that's what's going on. It comes from my own research, and my own internet research, links that people send me, and then after I'm kind of got it nailed, I might ask them a question, and they'll confirm it, that I've got it right. So I'm in the same boat as you guys. I want to graduate. I'm on this planet. We go through our changes. What is this shift doing to us? Well, we know that it is a high energy. Sometimes people call it the field energy that we always talk about. Let's take a look at that idea. You know, those of you who have listened to us call in the light, we talk about the energy that starts at the galactic, at the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the planets, and into Earth. Well, what does that mean? It means that there's an energy that we are all made of. Same energy at different concentrations. Like when it hits the physical realm, when it hits planet Earth, it becomes very dense. One time I made the idea of think of water and ice, water, and steam. And at the beginnings of everything, at the center of the universe, it's more like steam, and it starts to solidify as it turns into matter. And we're made of that energy. And that energy has a pathway. It's going through the galaxies. It's going through the Milky Way. It's going through the planets. And as it goes through this pathway, it's constantly being modified. It's constantly changing. In fact, the whole science of astrology is based on the idea of the way this energy changes as a result of its going through the planetary fields and modifies itself so that when it gets to Earth, it's different than before, okay? Another thing is that the energy changes amplitude. It gets stronger and it gets weaker. One of the things that makes it get stronger is the configuration. See, it's coming from the center of the universe. It's not coming from any, you know, way at the beginning. So to get here, it has to pass through the galaxies, the Milky Way, and the planets. And all of those physical objects are in motion. They're not static. And in the way that they're in motion, they're constantly modifying this energy. And it causes the energy to be stronger or weaker or different when it, by the time it gets to our planet. Now, when the Mayans talked about 2012, they were aware of this phenomena of the shifting energy. How were they aware? I don't know. Maybe they were channeling. Maybe they were talking to some of our sources. But regardless of how they were aware, they were, and they designed their calendar to indicate 2012 being a special moment. The Hindus were aware. They have something called Kali Yuga, and many Hindus are saying this is the era of Kali Yuga. And the Christians were aware, and they had their prophecies that many people think we're in the middle of now. So we're here to look at what's really happening and how we can be sure that we take advantage of this period to make the best of our own human evolution. Because there's two aspects to it. On one hand, we have the opportunity to make an evolutionary leap. Now, what does it mean to make an evolutionary leap? For some of you, this may be a new idea. The idea is that you don't die, that you continue, but you don't continue in your body. You continue in other energy forms. And those other the other energy forms, which you could call your spirit, your soul, your hologram, whatever it is, those other energy forms exist and are part of the growth. And they come back and they take a new body, and they come back and they take a new body, and they purchase, you know, they're in this illusion of time. Time makes the whole thing work, but it's only an illusion because it's not an absolute. There's all these different timelines. And what is the evolution mean? As we've learned it, as I've learned it, evolution has to do with the shift in DNA, the opening of DNA strands, that there's a direct connection between DNA and the greater field. In fact, DNA might be looked at, as I've learned it, as a microcosm for the entire universe. The blueprint for the universe is carried in us, in our DNA. But in order to access that blueprint, you have to open up your strands of DNA, because each DNA strand is like an antenna that, as it opens, it accesses a greater space. And if you're going to be compassionate, if you're going to connect with the law of one, then you have to open up your fourth strand of DNA, which is related to the heart. The way you open up the fourth strand of DNA is being in the field of energy of the heart of energy. Now, I believe that on these calls that we have that energy present, and it becomes a reference point. But it's not enough to be passive. You need to be active. Sometimes you have to be passive for a period of time before you integrate it. What happens is you can be on a call and you can feel that energy, and then you go back to your old patterns, and you're on the call again and you feel the energy, and you go back to your old patterns. And there's other places where you can be, where you can feel that energy, and many places. And that every time you feel that energy, you're learning, you're training yourself to have a reference point. And over a period of time, you integrate it, and it starts to become second nature. And now you're suddenly having an open heart. Now, an open heart does not mean being a sucker. It does not mean being a doormat. It does not mean wearing your heart on your sleeve. An open heart means that you have learned to radiate energy into your space from your heart. And you don't even do it by effort. It happens automatically. And wherever you go, that energy is in front of you. It is shifting the space that you walk on. And you can't do this by willpower. You can't say, open heart. And wearing your heart on your sleeve is not doing that. That's just being emotional. Being super nice, being charitable, those are really good things to be if you can manage not to get taken advantage of. But it's not the same thing. It's like when you open your heart, you become a radio transmitter. And from your heart, in fact, you're a radio transmitter right now. I don't know if radio is the right word, but you'll get the analogy. You're a radio transmitter because you're transmitting your signal to everything around you. And if you're wherever your energy is open, that's the signal you'll be transmitting. And so how do we change our transmission? Well, if I could tell you that, and you could go out and do it, the world would change, because everyone has a different path and a different way of doing it. The key is you have to look for your way. You have to observe yourself very carefully. Learn your patterns. Don't judge yourself. Accept all the stuff that comes up and keep moving, because the key to this is inside you. It's not inside my words. It's not inside the Elohim. It's inside you. And you have to untangle yourself. And you have to be brutally honest with yourself. Brutally honest. You know, don't think that you're somewhere when you're not. Be honest about your patterns. Be honest about the feelings that come up, like jealousy, like envy, like unworthiness. Those are the human feelings that keep us contracted. And it's pretty likely that you have them somewhere. And it's like, if you do, notice them. Don't bury them. And the best way to handle them is to say, okay, there's my unworthiness. I'm not really unworthy, but something is telling me I'm unworthy, and I'm going to notice that I'm saying that inside myself. But then I'm going to override that with saying, that's just my pattern. That's not really me. Or if you feel jealous, the same way. Say, okay, there's my jealousy, and I can't control it. It's coming up. It's an old pattern. I'm just going to put the light around it and move on. And if you keep applying that kind of self-observation to yourself, you will gradually take away the strength of these patterns that keep you in the gutter, so to speak. And the worst thing you can do is judge yourself. Oh, my God, I'm supposed to be spiritual. I'm not supposed to be feeling jealous. I'm not supposed to be feeling horny. I'm not supposed to be feeling worthy. I'm going to make pretend I'm not feeling any of that, and I'm going to put my best foot out to the public, my best image. And you know what? If you do that, you might fool some people, and a lot of people you won't fool. But you're going to stick yourself because you're not going to grow. And right now, because of this shift, because of this high energy that's coming in to our planet, right now it's happening. It is stimulating everything to come to the surface. Not only is it stimulating your own hang-ups or your own, what would we call them, your own distortions to come to the surface, it's also stimulating the whole planet's distortions to come to the surface. And some of you know this, that this planet has been under the influence of huge negative forces that have programmed things down here. And they've programmed things deliberately to keep you contracted. If you read The Reincarnation of Edgar Casey, one of the chapters said, don't watch television. Don't watch TV because it's full of programming that is going to keep you hypnotized. There's kind of a hypnosis going on that is designed by intent to keep you contracted, to keep you from opening your fourth chakra, to keeping you from being all that you can be. And you have to start noticing the way you've been hypnotized, because, again, it's through the noticing and observing of it that you start to make shifts and start to notice when you're being hypnotized instead of just being hypnotized. You have no idea the things in the media that, I have another emailing called the Wind Channel. And it's got a lot of different things we email you, but it talks, every so often it comes up with one of these things about how you're hypnotized, how the way you've read the news and history didn't happen the way it happened. And there's a lot of evidence that this is so. Here's one you can go look up and check out. There's a lot of indications that the United States never landed on the moon in the 60s, that was done in a TV studio by Stanley Kubrick. And many of the pictures that came back from the moon couldn't have possibly been from the moon. For example, there were shadows going in two different directions, which couldn't happen unless there was artificial lighting. There was not enough space in the lunar module to carry all the things that they showed on TV when you saw those guys on the moon. There were no stars in the sky, and on the moon, the stars should be very visible. Go look it up on the Internet. Take lunar landing. And see what you come up with. I mean, that's how big the illusion down here can be. That's how big the programming can be. And allowing yourself to watch the news to see what's coming up, and then you are immersing yourself in a hypnotic programming that is not going to do you well if you want to graduate this realm. And what do I mean by graduate this realm? This is one of those things that you can't prove to yourself. You have to study these materials, other people's materials, and see if it makes sense. But there's this idea that you go on for many, many lifetimes, maybe thousands of lifetimes. Every time you come into this realm, you forget everything. And then you learn, your soul changes as a result of your experiences in this lifetime. Your DNA changes as a result of your experiences. And DNA and soul changes don't always mean that it's positive. It can go negative. It depends on what you do. And if you think you can be down here and do anything you want without consequences, it's not true. Because it's not that there's a God punishing you. You are creating your soul as you go. You're recreating your soul. And when you do things that are in contrariness to the law of one, your soul energy gets contracted, your DNA regresses. And DNA doesn't have to keep growing, it can regress and grow. And according to our sources, the Earth, because we're in the 75,000-year shift, the Earth is moving into the fourth density, or the density of the heart chakra. And we exist in the field of energy of the Earth, so that we are participating, co-creating in our energy fields, whether we know it or not. And because the Earth is going into fourth density, doing it right now, and because we are, many of us have not gone into our heart chakra deep enough, we're still in the third chakra, which is power and individuality. When you die, you won't fit into the Earth's new paradigm, this new fourth density Earth, and so your energy field doesn't allow you to come back here. And this is not, it's not a punishment. It's not like there's some source that's saying you're bad. It's just that you won't fit. It's like getting a square peg in a round hole. So according to our sources, you will continue to have to repeat, to be a cycle repeater, and your soul energy gets moved to other places, other planets, in other star systems, where you can continue with your third chakra, your third strand of DNA evolution. And wherever you're going to go, the people with open hearts won't be there. So, you know, I've said this before, this is the esoteric explanation of the prophecies of Jesus. One will be taken and one will be left behind. So it is very important. But you know what? Maybe it's not important, because here we are, we've gone through many lifetimes of third chakra evolution on Earth. Every time we come in, we don't remember anything. And we die, we continue, and we come back, and we don't remember anything. And it's happened for thousands of lifetimes, or a thousand lifetimes for many of us. So it's just more of the same, right? But there's this option now to make this evolutionary leap. And the thing about it is, because of this high energy field that we're in, there is the chance to make your intentions are more powerful now than they have been in any other lifetime. So you have to make a strong enough intention to shift. Strong enough to shift, in which case you're going to have more support. support from the universe for that shift than ever before. Not just this lifetime, but all your lifetimes. So the question is, if you don't make that intention, then you'll be a cycle repeater. And if you do make that intention, you're going to shift. And, of course, if I have it right, we're dealing with the sources on the other side that are managing that shift, that are actually, they say, they move the souls from one planet to another for the cycle repeaters. They have been involved in all those epochs of history where this kind of information and spiritual understanding and loving energy has been brought forth into the physical realm to help humans grow. And at the same time, there are all these obstacle energies, obstacles that have been impediments to this. And the obstacles are the ones that create the programming, the hypnotic stuff, the taking buzzwords to discredit the truth, okay? And it's huge. I mean, they operate out of think tanks, and they're working nonstop on how to program you to keep you from evolving. Why do they want to keep you from evolving? Because you're their slaves, and you don't know it. The people of low income, medium income, have become slaves to the elite, but they don't know it. You know, it's been so many lifetimes they've been in that posturing. You go back to England, you have the serfs, that the programming is just continued. And, of course, I said at the beginning that you shouldn't believe any of this. You should study all my materials. If you're listening and you haven't read my free book, CreatorGodBook.com, CreatorGodBook.com, go sign up and read it and see if it resonates with you. And, of course, The Reincarnation of Edgar Cayce, read that, ReturnOfEdgar.com, because there's two group souls that are responsible, at least according to my information, for this whole shift we're in the midst of. And we're allegedly talking to both of them. And right now on Earth, everyone knows something's up. Things are shifting. Things are changing. On the physical level, there's people are wondering if life is going to continue on our planet. On a personal level, many of you are feeling crazy symptoms and going through flus and anxieties and panic attacks and whatever. And all of this stuff is your chance. Every negative thing that comes down upon you is your chance to strengthen your muscles. Believe me, I've had to do that myself. If I didn't do that, I wouldn't be here now. And there were many times where I thought I'd never get through this, and I can't do this. And of course, I've known Terry for a long time, and she's seen it. And same thing with her. You know, she's thought, I can't do this. It's like this is impossible, but I kept dragging us through, and here we are. And, you know, I hope that we're establishing a reference point of above all of this stuff. I mean, the evidence is that so many people come into our calls that shift as a result of being on the calls. Things change for them. And, you know, by the way, if you're on the calls and things suddenly shift and things change for you, don't stop coming into the calls. Anchor the energy. Don't be attached to what's happening in the outer world. Even, you know, of course, we all like to have nice lives, and that's okay. But what people do is they're suffering, and then they get to the place where something shifts, and they forget what helped them get there. And the reason to remember is to make sure you stay on track, even for me to stay on track. I mean, geez, you know, there's all these ways that I could be self-aggrandizing, I could be a big shot, and I have no interest in doing that. I have no interest in the rewards of recognition other than we can pay the bills and do a better job at what we're doing. And so if things shift and things get better, that's the time to really keep tuning in to what we're doing, because that's the time when you can be most tempted to a fall. It's like you suddenly have something and then everyone's interested in you where they weren't before. And, you know, if you take their interest because they're interested because you have money and you establish a rapport with them, you've now, you know, made a real, in my opinion, a very bad choice, because it's not a spiritual connection. It's a connection based on what you have. So on that note, I'm going to call in the light, and we're going to talk to our sources about this shift. And I don't know if we can go over or not. I forgot to ask. Anyone from BBS listening? Hello, BBS? No. Okay. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry and myself.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. Can we go over tonight? Is that fun? I'm here. Great, thank you. Okay. All right, let me go back. So we can go on for talking to our sources. By the way, our source, when Terry communicates, says it's a combination of these two group souls, that because we've connected to the frequencies of both of them, they both have made a partnership on the other side, so to speak, a cooperative. So they come in, and we have the resources of both of them to the answers to our questions. All right, Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light. Surround and protect Terry, myself, everyone on this line, everyone on the replays, and that any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves on the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the planetary fields, through the outer energy fields of Earth, through our bodies and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection of all of us present on the line, while maintaining the sovereignty of our individual souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. And anything not of that nature must leave now. And we turn it over for an introduction from our sources, and any comments they have relating to the materials that I was just talking about.
Center of the galaxy. With it, every individual has access to to a higher energy that is pervading the atmosphere and is moving through their bodies and into the earth. This higher energy is creating a wellspring of energy that is shaking loose any weakness that the individual may have and bringing it to the surface. It is bringing up things in society, pressures in society that are brought to bear upon individuals within that society. And it is shaking loose the suppression of those pressures so that individuals then shout out or bring up or it comes to their consciousness what it is that has been pressuring them and bothering them and keeping them from having a lifetime of peaceful harmony. This is one reason that certain individuals recently have on the airlines have had problems with some of the people that worked for them. It has been in the news. But it is not only those people. It is the people everywhere that are having conflicting pressures brought to bear and come to the surface. Wynn has stated very masterfully the situation.
We cannot hear her, Wynn.
Do you have further questions? Do you have further questions?
Wynn, I cannot hear you now, and Terry, your line, I can barely hear it also either.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. Terry, speak as loud, as close to the microphone as you can, and because for some reason people aren't hearing us well tonight.
Okay, this is Terry. I'm out of the channeling now, and the mic... I'm using a different mic tonight because the other mic broke, and it's very far from my mouth.
Okay. Well, do your best to bring it closer because you're bringing through great, great information right now that's important to people. Okay?
Usually you can bend. Where your mouthpiece is located, you can bend the stem to work your mouth, Terry.
I'll tell you what. I'm going to walk over with my phone and give her my headset, and that should help a bit. Okay. So hang on. We're gonna have to get back into trance mode here. The question is, how is the balance of power doing between negative and positive on our planet? We know there's many light workers that are reaching for energy shifts, and there's many dark forces. What can you share with us as to the planetary's future based on how things are right now?
Thank you for your question. It does matter what the balance of power is, but in the long run, it doesn't matter. As individuals within their own heart and soul are moving through their own path and cutting their own way through the chaff and through the difficulties and are working out their own salvation. So even though the powers that be are working in conflicting ways, are providing conflicting leadership, and are working on a path that is detrimental to individuals within their jurisdiction in many cases. It is not those individuals that are totally responsible for this. It is other individuals, as you have mentioned, that are plotting and planning the future and are doing it in subtle ways. Individuals then are subjected to more difficulties, but there is a shakedown going on. Even the individuals in power that are plotting and planning the future are affected by the shifts that are going on the planet at this time and are affected within their own frameworks and are seeing that many of the things that they are plotting and veering the planet toward are not for the best of even themselves, and it is giving them conflict within their own framework. Do you have further questions?
Yes. You know, we talk about how important intent is right now. And when I say that, I know people are thinking, okay, how do I increase my intent?
I cannot hear anything.
How do I increase my intent?
When?
And so, yes.
I cannot hear you. He cannot hear any of at all. He can't hear you at all.
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Heis, can you hear him now?
No, just in the background. I cannot hear what he's saying.
No, Wynn. This is Marcia. You sound really far away, and also I got off to beep the internet radio because there was rock and roll playing next to your voice.
Uh-oh. Okay. That's what I get for doing such a heavy topic. All right, I'm going to go in and I'll just share the microphone with Terry again. And
I can hear you now. Heist, can you hear him?
Barely.
Oh.
Barely? Okay, let me try it a different way. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Much better.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to do it this way. I can switch back and forth. I'll talk on the microphone. All right, next, the question I asked was, how do we talk about intent being such an important human attitude that allows us to take advantage of these higher frequencies coming in? And when a person hears this, they're going to ask themselves, how do I increase my intent? What does it take to increase my intent so that I take advantage of this? And that's the question.
Thank you. Give us a moment. Give us a moment. We lost the channeling mode here. One can use their own center as a guide and their own sense of what is right and what is just and what is ethical. They can know that life in the third density is temporary and all move past that into another state and another transition, and that there is opportunity, for movement, for growth, for learning to express one's own self, one's own heart, one's own viewpoint, and to not be railroaded over by another viewpoint, but still to respect another viewpoint. One can shift having the knowledge that one is immortal. One can shift from the viewpoint of the third density, that survival in the third density is everything. And one can look at connection with others through heartfelt connection, wherein one expresses genuinely what is going on with them. And if when one is experiencing such difficulty, they do not feel that they could even express it, they could find ways to write about it, to talk about it to the wall, to learn more by viewing what has happened to them that has brought them to such distraughtness or such feeling of injustice. So, to summarize, to keep one's own center, to keep one's own connection with the higher realms, or to connect with the higher realms. So one has the sense that it is not all over if it doesn't go right in the third density.
Thank you. You know, we asked this question once before, and I think the answer was very profound. I'd like to ask it again. Since we're all going to die sooner or later, how do we orient ourselves at that moment when we leave this realm? What can we learn right now that gives us the best orientation graduate this realm, to arrive at a place of higher dimensions after we're out of the physical body?
One can realize that even if there have been holdbacks and blockages in the desire to express things that haven't been able to be expressed, that when one moves through transition, there are opportunities on the other side to express those things, to be worked with, and to let those things go. There are even such things on the other side as a cloud chamber that can monitor and work with and calm the soul, and angels that work with individuals to help them do a life review, that they can express the effect others have had on them and the effect they have had on others. There is a whole army of individuals and technology on the other side to help one get through one's difficulties. One can realize that, and then instead of doggedly holding on to the limb of the tree of the third dimension as the wind buffets and tries to carry one away, one can move with the transition and can move through the tunnel of light, which transports one to the higher realms and opens one to a whole new vestige of growth and of opening for connection.
Thank you. And in this realm, as people open up to having higher intent and wanting to graduate this realm, on a daily basis, how would they talk to themselves and orient themselves for this to occur?
Can't hear you.
Thank you. can't hear us, but you're talking normally, right? I think
she disappeared completely.
Well, she's not talking because she heard you say that. It got her out of the trance. So,
oh, I'm sorry.
All callers are muted.
Okay. So, we're just going to close this session. And any concluding remarks?